Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. We're going to get to the NFL later in the hour and a Frank Ragnow question as that story continues to unfold. Right now, we're getting flooded with ticket texts. People weighing in on the student driver sticker.
All right. So the only issue I have is when it is an adult driver that's not a new driver. Because I've had one before. I haven't actually put it on. I just always forgot. But it should be a magnet that goes on the tailgate instead of a sticker that can't be removed from the window.
I like that better. And maybe that's my reason for not really liking them is that the majority of the time it is an adult because a 14, 15, 16-year-old most likely doesn't have their own vehicle. So it's mom or dad's car, and they're the ones driving it the most. Right. And I wonder if, do people try to use it kind of as an excuse to get away with some poor driving?
Oh, you think like adults are using it as like a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Do they? Maybe they do.
So it's the sticker's remaining on because I was afraid that it might lose its stick over time. We live on a dirt road down in Tecumseh, sure. And I thought that would just wear and tear for a while. It would, and I'm not paying for more. I mean, we got these for free. Why would I buy a magnet?
Right.
I get it that it's gaudy.
It costs $10.
Well, hey, give it to me.
Do they give it to them at driver's training? Like,
stickers.
It is provided?
Yes.
Okay.
So the reason that I'm doing this for mankind and keeping it on is to provide hope that our young drivers are great drivers like me. Meaning that student driver does such a good job. I just got passed by a student driver. WTF. I'm kidding. Come on,
no,
guys.
I know. So I'll give you a couple of examples where it would have been useful for me, and I've got a new driver right now, third of the first three. She is not great at changing lanes and staying at speed. This is one thing that I found, and it's been consistent with all three. Some of them have been better early on than others. They all get to a certain point where I'm okay, you can drive on your own once you get your license, and I feel better about it. But one of the hardest things is on the highway, turning your turn signal on and staying at speed or adjusting your speed to get ahead of the driver or behind a driver. They always take their foot off the gas and then they get over into the next lane. And instead of going 70, they're going 60 by the time they get to the next lane. And then somebody's running
right
up their
which
backside.
Which can be very dangerous.
If they had that sticker, I think it would be a little bit more understandable. Now, having seen a lot of these stickers, it's kind of a new trend within the last couple of years.
Yes.
Because I am currently in the mix and have new drivers, as soon as I see one, I'm instantly much more patient. I give them a little bit of a buffer and whatever erratic thing that they do, I'm like, okay, it's a new driver. I don't care. Like I am now understanding a little bit more patient, and I give them a buffer. So if they turn their turn signal on, instead of being the competitor that I can be, of, well, you're not getting over in front of me. I'm going to speed up. No, I let them in because you're just trying to be a nice person in the community.
We're very much alike for that reason. I do. I always respect them. I mean, Look, in the end, the actual leave-on thing, seriously, is I just don't care. I really don't care what people think. That's why I leave it on. I'm like, why am I going to go through the hassle?
Heather's judging you. As a grown man wearing a student driver's sticker.
She said she wasn't going to have kids when I met her. And that's the one I've been saving for you. So, yeah.
but I understand Heather's point of, like, if I was a kid, I wouldn't want it on the car.
Right,
I would feel, like, embarrassed that it's on the car while I'm driving it. Yeah.
If my mom was like, I'm sticking this huge, massive yellow sticker on the back of the car, I would have been like, oh, my gosh.
It's a big sticker that says, I suck at driving.
Yes.
Is how you'd feel as
a
kid.
Exactly.
Because you do.
Not every new driver completely sucks at driving.
But they're not as good as they will be in 5 years. It's like Frank Ragnow.
I get that. I get that with experience, you're going to be a better driver, without a doubt. Every new driver, hopefully, is going to be better as they continue driving and have more experience on
the
road.
Now, there are some drivers that always suck at driving.
So that's true, too. Maybe that's the key. Be patient.
I suck at driving. Just own it.
For everyone. Yes. Don't do student driver. I suck at driving. Look out.
So a question I did have for you guys, I wanted to save it just to get your natural reaction. Do you think kids struggle as new drivers more in this day and age than they did when we did it? I don't ever remember having many struggles. Like I remember being in some heavy traffic on the freeway once and I was next to a semi and I kind of got a little anxious. But I just don't remember having the problems that, like what you just said there about being on the highway and getting over and not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, because I didn't drive really much before I was actually supposed to. I mean, I think everybody gets an opportunity when they're 13 or 14 to go to a parking lot and practice. And,
yeah, you know, down the old country road.
I mean, we drove some go-karts and stuff as kids, but every kid does that. You know, it's kind of an observation I've had because I didn't know if this was unique to me. I mean, I know it's not completely unique, but when you said that your daughter does and you're a big driving guy.
Right. I mean, yes. And so, I mean, the kids have driven, especially when we lived in Petoskey. I mean, it's up there. You have many more rural paved roads. And I mean, some of they would get an opportunity as early as 10 or 11 to drive around some of those country roads. And I mean, not for long distances. And if anybody was coming, hey, I want you to pull over, put your emergency blinkers on, whatever. But they've been doing it for some time, so it's not like they're, you know, quote unquote, brand new to driving. It really comes down to confidence, and there are just some kids that are more confident in, and it doesn't have to be just driving. They're confident in school. They're confident in athletics. They're confident in a lot of different things. And I found that with my kids. There are some that just have more innate confidence, and when they do, they're just more confident in taking on new tasks, and they're better at new tasks early on. Doesn't mean those that aren't going to eventually get there.
Right. Now, one other thing, like, is the size of the vehicle. So he struggles with the minivan, justifiably so. So there's a reason not to get the minivan, Heather.
I'm not getting a minivan.
Yeah, no one should.
My car is an Encore, and he does a lot better with that.
So question for you to react to your question. I don't know if drivers are any better or worse today, but I know for a while there were numbers that suggested young people don't want to drive as much as they used to. Was your kid really excited to start driving?
Not super excited, but not against it either. Like, he was all for going through and getting this, but he's like,
because I wonder if that's part of it. Like, if you're really not that motivated, but your parents are like, you have to do this, but you're like, I don't want to drive. Does that make you a lesser driver? Like, if you were itching to get behind the wheel when you were growing up, it probably made you want to learn it. You're more excited to do it. You want to go out and practice more often. That would be how I think it shows up.
So my theory is that they don't pay attention to when we're driving like we used to when we were younger and didn't have anything to do in the car.
Mm.
Now that they can look at their phones and do all, you know.
I find that with directions.
Yeah.
The kids, they travel the same way to school. They're back all the time. And then as soon as they're on their own going to school, it's like, wait a second, which highway am I taking? Which road am I taking? Especially now when there's construction everywhere and you got to take something new. Like, they really struggle with getting from point A to point B.
Like, I wonder sometimes, do they know north, south, east, west?
So I
follow the sun.
I put this quiz on Ellie's the newest driver. And I tell her all the time, all right, we are heading north on 275. We got to get to school. when you get to 696, are you going to go east or west? And, you know, the first couple of times they'll be like, well, I'm going to the right. I'm like, okay, you're going north. And you go right. Which way is that? And they now, all of them, I'm a huge believer that they need to know north, south, east, west. She knows she's going to go north on 275. She's going to go east. That she's going to go north on Telegraph. She's going to go east on 14. All of that stuff.
I mean, it makes sense to know your bearings. I just, in defense of young people, they don't need to because everything's in their phone. Like, that's why they don't know, because everything's just in their phone.
And then you have a power outage. And you don't have your phone.
When's the last time we had a major power outage?
When was that?
I'm not talking about a power outage. I'm talking about you didn't charge
your phone. Dies. Okay.
Everyone has a phone charger in their car.
So you don't think you should need to know north, south, east,
west? I didn't say that. I said in defense of kids, they've never needed to. So like that's just their upbringing.
So in defense of yourself,
I know north, south, east, and west. 248-539-9797. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. Great topic, by the way. Two things. One, I wonder if Heather, does she have any children?
I have two.
Yeah, two.
Little ones.
Okay. So are you, is it okay to put baby on board? So
I'm not a fan of baby on board stickers. No, I don't like them.
Oh, okay. So you're just, you just don't like people letting you know there's something special about your vehicle that you should pay attention to.
I guess so. I don't like any bumper stickers or anything.
Okay. All right. And just for me, as seeing a sign with student, you know, young driver, student driver, whatever, I sold insurance for 40 some years. So it's not a matter of when kids are going to, if they're going to get an accident, it's when they're going to get in their first accident. I think it's important to know that when you are approaching someone that has that sticker, and I know it's a lot of adults drive the car, but it's great to know, because I don't want to be around that person. I don't want to be their first accident.
Right.
So I try to maneuver to be away from them, to give them as much room as possible, like John said. You know, you cut them some slack. If they're trying to get in, let them get in. But then you can go around them. You can be the better person in that event. But I think it's awesome to have those, because my daughter just had a baby, and I think it's great that, hey, that's precious cargo. I want people to make sure they're not. And I know some people like you, Heather, they get road rage on it, and they want to go up and, like, look, who's going to come up? I'm lying. I know they're lying to me.
You're not a student that's driver. Right, you're a 45-year-old man.
I agree.
You're a fraud and a cheat.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's just a signal that whether it's a student driver in there or not, or it's a mom or dad that they've already dropped their kids off wherever they're supposed to be, and they're the ones actually driving, I always, especially highways, or if you're on a road where somebody's trying to get over, if I see that student driver and they put the turn signal on, because one of the things, one of the hard things is judging speed and distance. And so when they put a turn signal on, knowing that you're going to change lanes, they're looking in their side mirror and they're trying to figure out, is that person actually far enough behind me so that I can get over? If I see that sticker and I'm in that person that's behind them, I'll slow up and make it obvious. Yes, it is safe to get over.
Okay, we have ticket text, some good ones. If he'll hold, we have Mean Dean on hold.
Oh, no.
Do you want his thoughts on these?
I do want his thoughts on this.
Next, 97.1.
Hey, speaking of injuries, speaking of accidents, in sports, every once in a while you get injured and you're sidelined. It feels personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. David uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH. Or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So Heather called out Tom, said, hey, I see you got this student driver sticker on your car. When did you go to driving school?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, it's for his son, but he is driving it too. And that's what irked you.
No, kind of. I don't know. The whole sticker just made me like, oh, no. I felt bad for his son instantly. Like, oh, poor kid's got to drive around with a sticker on the car. Then I thought maybe he really is a bad driver. And then I thought, why does Tom still have it on the car? He should take it off. But between, obviously, it's like, a sticker, so it
Well, I don't care
stays.
What people think, and I'm too lazy to do it all every other time, to be quite honest. Yeah. Now, the location of it on the window, I could have put it on down on the bumper.
You could have.
I think makes it stand out more.
It does.
And it is about one of the gaudiest, most obnoxious stickers that you could find.
Heather's rage list, football on Christmas and student drivers.
Yeah, apparently.
Says jeez. Bridezilla is an ass. Sticker paints a bigger target on your back. Trust me, people are D-bags. Says student drivers are the worst going down the Southfield Freeway. Everyone's going 70, and you can guess who's going 55, clogging up the lanes. It's your student driver. This one says, my son's 13. I have him regularly drive a golf cart to avoid having the sticker when he finally gets behind the wheel.
Still a jump.
It is still a jump.
You know, in terms of bumper stickers, when you guys are talking about them, like the one I don't like is the M22, but I've never been a bumper sticker person. I've had a few Lions like decals in the windows before and stuff. But the bumper stickers don't do it for me. The only one I actually did have for a while was the ticket one. Because I was like, oh, hey, I'll advertise our station anytime I can.
Sure.
I tell people see it and go, oh, I'll turn on the ticket.
Guys, the sticker should instead say, be patient, I'm operating my cell phone. That's a problem.
Well, that is it's a huge problem.
I said we had Dean on hold.
Oh,
Dean
yeah.
in
Let's
Milford.
See if he lives up to his nickname.
Oh. Dean, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Real quick question. At what point, during what era ever, did someone tell somebody that just because you put a sticker on your car, that means that everyone else has to drive differently because of the sticker on your car? I don't care that you have a baby in your car. If you're afraid to drive with your baby in your car, don't drive. Stay in the right lane. Stay out of people's way. Oh, my kid doesn't know how to drive, so you have to change the way that you drive. No, no. Teach your kid how to drive, and then let him on the road when he knows how to drive. Like being
okay,
in
so
the
instantly when they go on the road, instantly they're supposed to be a seasoned driver.
They're supposed to be Dale Earnhardt.
No,
like,
not at all. Not at all. But at the end of the day, though, you need to learn how to drive. So if you start learning how to drive with everyone adapting and slowing down and being nice to you, well, how long is it going to take you to drive? But the sooner you learn that everyone's an a-hole on the road, you start to become a defensive driver and you learn how to drive. Like when I was on hold waiting to come in, I'm sure that the dude in front of me kept looking at his rearview mirror because he was angry because he thought I might have been too close, but it's 55 miles an hour and you're doing 40. How about you get where you should be, and that's the right lane, not the left lane. Like, people think that other people have to adjust the way that they drive. You know what else is annoying? The stupid idiots in the wintertime that after it snows, they go, how are the roads? I don't know, wet and snowy?
Wait, there is this effect where people forget how to drive in the winter.
You how to drive your car.
Yes. Dean, people do forget when it's winter. I'll agree with you on this. Like, you do need to learn how to drive without the sticker. But I have no issue being courteous to someone who's learning right. how to drive on the road. I have no issue giving someone a little patience.
What's the courteous part? What's the courteous part? Because right now, you're about to show everyone either you're an a-hole on the road, or you're not. So, what courteous do you give people with the sticker that you don't give other people, buddy?
So, okay, or not. Don't be an a-hole.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. What adjustment do you have to make? Like, if the way that you're driving gets adjusted because you see a sticker in front of you, then you're a horrible driver anyway. But also, just
not
because
necessarily.
They have a sticker, what arrogance do you have?
Not necessarily. There's driving mistakes that a beginner would make that you would be mad at that you wouldn't tolerate from a regular driver, right?
Right.
I mean, we're detailing some of it. How they are on turns and stops and decisions they make. You'd go, what are you doing trying to merge right now? You're an idiot. If it's a student driver, you go, okay,
yeah,
maybe I need to cool off
a little bit
here.
More patient.
Yeah.
I wonder where we can find these a-hole drivers.
Hey, just head out. Right? 696.
I think we all kind of drive aggressively here.
Southfield Freeway.
Yeah.
The Lodge.
Anyway.
They're everywhere.
Never a dull moment with Dean. Like last time we had him on, he talked about getting kicked off an airplane.
Yes.
There's never
a
dull moment with Dean.
Yeah, I know. The question I should ask, if he's had any student drivers.
Well, we know they wouldn't have a sticker. He'd just throw them out into the freeway and say,
figure
it out.
Here you go. Good luck.
Sink or swim, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Start paddling.
I mean, that's what we did. We didn't have stickers.
No, I didn't either.
Yes, I didn't either.
Okay.
Yes, but I mean, it's...
But it doesn't pain me to be nice to somebody.
Yeah, somebody comes up with a good idea,
but the
it's okay
likelihood
to use
that
them.
It's actually a student driver
I
is
get
very
being
slim.
Annoyed if it's Tom going, okay, Tom, like, I'm not giving you any special treatment on the
he's
road.
He's the only bald sophomore in high school.
Not yet. I am concerned. He's the one I'm concerned about, though, between him and Sam.
Okay.
Real quick, a ticket text on Dean. Someone needs to get laid. He's too angry.
And with that, Heather with the
news. Oh, it's news time. You guys, a 41-year-old from Troy died on Tuesday after being shot by a Shelby Township police officer during a foot chase. So it all started when the officer conducted a traffic stop. This was near Van Dyke and 22 Mile. The man, who was the only person in the car, got out and just started running on foot. The officer obviously chased this man, went behind several nearby businesses, tased the man after he ignored the commands to stop, right? The man continued running and then allegedly pulled out a weapon. The officer gave multiple commands to drop the weapon before firing and striking him. This man was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. The officer has been placed on administrative leave while an investigation into the incident is conducted. Santa Ono has been blocked as the University of Florida's next president.
Santa Ono.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the JMO laugh?
So Florida's highest university board voted Tuesday to block the university from selecting him. And it's the first time in the Board of Governors' 20-year history that members have overturned a university's presidential selection. So this has not happened before. And the vote came after a month-long campaign by conservative politicians and activists who opposed Ono's prior stances on diversity, equity, and inclusion at Michigan, and then his also handling of the pro-Palestine protests as well. But just earlier last month is when Ono kind of announced that, hey, I'm the lone finalist for this job, and I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So now what?
Like, I don't know.
Michigan's not welcoming him back, right? So
no, I mean, I, the shame of it is, I thought he was good at what he did. He's a really approachable guy. A lot of the presidents of universities are not necessarily approachable because they're just so sometimes cerebral. He just was a very common individual that related well to the students. I thought handled himself well professionally. So I'm disappointed that he's going through this.
Yeah, this is fascinating, scary, interesting. Two Chinese citizens have been charged in connection with attempting to smuggle this biological pathogen into the U.S. So this pathogen was allegedly brought through Detroit Metro Airport, and the couple, one who was a University of Michigan scholar, were charged with conspiracy to smuggle goods into the U.S., as well as making false statements and visa fraud.
Is there a difference between a U of M scholar and a U of M student?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Greg, I'll defer to you.
Oh, he's got an answer.
So, John, you are a U of M student, not a scholar.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
He's calling you
dumb? I think there are some higher level... some people are better at school than others, right? Maybe an academic scholarship?
Just a little dig right there.
John, Dean's some people list? Are better... Hey, some people are better at football than others. I didn't start 50 games Dean's at right list? Tackle.
Dean's list? No.
I would imagine there is a difference, but I don't know. Like if you need to,
is it a certain GPA you have to have above a 4.0 GPA?
I can find out later and let you know.
While
both
students and scholars engage in learning, a scholar is typically an advanced expert with significant expertise in a field, often conducting original research and contributing new insights.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you have it.
So maybe it's another term for a grad student.
So anyway, back to this couple. It was the boyfriend who tried to bring this like fungus into the U.S. He initially lied about
Sounds
it.
Sounds like he's a fun guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, now we have to have the
Yeah, job. Now Come I'm a on. Scholar.
He initially kind of lied about what he was bringing in, and then eventually he admitted that he was bringing in this fungus to be, you know, like he wanted to research more of it at the school's lab. Anyway, it looks like they're facing a lot of time behind bars.
I got to imagine there's an appropriate way of getting this cleared and brought into if you are actually going to be studying it in whatever realm they were trying to scholarize it.
But it can cause a lot of problems. It has health effects for humans, animals, plants, but it could be really devastating for wheat, barley, rice, and oat plants. Basically causes them to rot.
You left out the best one.
Well, I changed it from maize to oat plants.
It's Heather with the news. Okay, here's what we're going to do. At some point, John wants me to tell the story on the air. I confided it to him pre-show, and I said, I put myself in a pickle.
Uh-huh. Power outage.
Doesn't paint me in a good light, but hey, it's good for radio. We'll do it.
They do a lot of your takes, yet you still say them.
Yet the mic still turns on. We got NFL predictions, bold predictions ahead of next season, a Frank Ragnow discussion, all of that, and eventually, yes, my own predicament. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So what we have in front of us are 100 bold predictions for the NFL season. We are not going to read 100 bold predictions. We have a clock and, you know, limitations here. So, Tom, you have combed through this, and you are going to present us the most interesting bold predictions.
Yeah. So Connor Orr writes for SI.com. I like his writing, and he 100 days from the NFL season, he did 100 predictions. So I selected, just for some reason, the 11 that interested me the most, and I thought would interest you and interest Lions fans in most ways. So the first one, the New Orleans Saints will have the number one pick in the 2026 draft.
Yes, and I don't even know if it's going to be close, because you look at the Giants and you say, okay, well, you know, they're probably going to yuck up a couple of wins with Russell Wilson as an option at quarterback. Maybe they make the move to their rookie, but at the quarterback position, new coach, all right, brand new coach, brand new system, there are four options at quarterback: Tyler Shuck, rookie; Spencer Rattler; Jake Haener, and tell me if you've ever heard this name before, Hunter Deckers. I mean, they don't have much of an option at the quarterback position. They still have Alvin Kamara. They got Chris Olave. They've got a decent offensive line, but they are in salary cap hell, especially now that Carr has decided to step away from the game.
I mean, the playmakers, Kamara's 100 years old. They don't have a number two receiver. I mean, in running back years, he's like 100 years old. And then their defense has been going the wrong way for years. They pivot to an offensive coach. I can't imagine it's going to get significantly better on that side of the ball. I see this as likely.
Yeah, I think maybe only the Titans could enter the conversation. Like, if Cam Ward really struggles, like they were bad last year, man.
They were, but at least they play good defense. I don't even know that they're going to get good defense out of the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they could always go with Taysom Hill. I know that's Gator's favorite.
What about the Browns? They got a crossover with the NFC North. They don't have a quarterback. I mean,
well, they got five of them. One of them.
They got good defense, man.
Yeah.
All right, next one. I found this to be maybe the most provocative. Kyler Murray will play his final snap for the Arizona Cardinals.
This was not on my radar, but he makes the case that his guaranteed money shifts dramatically at the end of this season. Last year was his first full year post-injury. This was not on my radar. I don't think it's unlikely, but I didn't consider it.
I think it's unlikely. I think there's a world, depending on what happens with the... I mean, there's a lot of question marks. There may be more question marks in the NFC West. There is a path, and I'm not a Kyler Murray fan, where Arizona wins that division.
Sure.
Because they invested heavily defensively this offseason.
They got a defensive head coach.
And, I mean, when you look at... I do think offensively they may actually take a step forward because Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he is going to be a guy that really takes a big step in his second year.
I think he will. They have McBride, a good tight end. I think Murray should have a decent year. And if they're a decent team, it's going to be hard to find a better quarterback when you're in the middle of the pack.
And they took a cornerback in the second round who's going to make plays day one, Will Johnson. I'm telling you right now, he'll have more interceptions than Terrion Arnold did last year. Justin Fields will throw for career high in yards and TDs.
All right, so, I mean, what does this even mean? A career high in yards and touchdowns. The most touchdowns he's thrown was back in 22, where he threw 17. I don't know that he does that with the Jets. I know that they've got, Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson. They're not terrible in their skill position, but I don't see him doing either.
I think they'll be trailing a lot. He's going to start the whole year. Yeah, I see it.
Mike Vrabel will win Coach of the Year. Ashton Jeanty will win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think it's set up for Vrabel to clean things up. Good coach in New England. I believe that. Genty, workload. He's their back. I mean, they don't really have a number two. I think both of these are happening.
I think they're probably the front runners. I don't know what the odds are for them to win these awards, but I think I do. I could see both of these happening.
I'm going to say no on Genty. I think he's overrated. Okay. All right. The privilege slash the San Francisco 49ers will win 12 games.
No. And part of what I've already said, I mean, there's a path for Arizona to win that division. There's a path for the Rams to win that division. There is a path for San Francisco to win that division. I think they end up with 11 or fewer.
They have, they on paper, the easiest schedule. Right. We know it doesn't always work out that way. They've had significant roster drain as players have gotten older. They've missed their window.
I do think they can make one more run, like one more last stand. The fact that Vegas likes them is kind of what
does that mean?
Me
like
off.
Like a run to like 10, 11 wins and sneak in a playoff?
Yeah.
Maybe 12 wins is saying a lot. I don't see it.
They have humongous health issues with their age. All right. There will only be three new playoff teams from a year ago.
No, I'm just going to go with history on this one. I'm not really necessarily going to give you the four teams, but for 35 years, 35 consecutive years, there has always been a minimum of four new playoff teams every single year. Sometimes more, but never less. So I'm just going to go with history and say it's at least four.
Oh, yeah, there's always surprises.
All right, the Super Bowl halftime show will feature a slew of new and old country artists.
Yes, there's always a zigzag in this. We haven't had a country artist in a while. We've seen a lot of pop artists go to country. There's no shortage of names they could pick. I think Connor Orr specifically highlighted a couple guys, including Jelly Roll, as someone who could be at the Super Bowl this year.
I think they go rock. And my vote would be Metallica.
It'd be so great.
I can't wait for it. It's going to have to happen at
Plus,
some point.
Plus, I think
point.
The Super Bowl has to be somewhere else in San Francisco next year. There's no way I can see them allowing Morgan Wallen into California.
Okay.
Penei Sewell will win inaugural Protector of the Year award.
As much as I want to say yes, I think with this offensive, a lot of these offensive line individual awards are still given to the offensive line that is one of the best offensive lines. They took a step back when Frank Ragnow retired. I don't know that they're going to be a top five offensive line. I think the first one is probably going to go to Lane Johnson.
Sewell's the best tackle in football. He'll win it.
Well, with Ragnow gone, it's going to, you know, maybe reflect on more on Sewell, actually, that he'll actually stand out even more.
It could. But everybody's going to look at sack numbers. They're going to look at yards per play, all of those different things.
Yeah, but we have more data now. How many sacks is Sewell going to allow? I have a feeling it's going to be zero or one. I mean, that's the player he is.
I agree.
Jahmyr Gibbs will win Offensive Player of the Year.
Yes. I think he is. They're going to lean on him to run the ball. They're going to lean on him for trick plays. They're going to lean on him to throw him the ball. But we saw what he did last year in just his second year. And you could make a case that he is on Saquon Barkley's level. If he has a productive season, like we all believe he can, same level of touchdowns, same level of production, but ramps it up a little bit more. Yeah.
He's the caliber of player who can do it. They should run the ball more to help that young offensive line. The problem, they have a two-headed monster, and if Montgomery stays healthy too, they're going to want to get both to the finish line. It will hurt the number of touches Gibbs would need to win the award.
All right, so the last two, very positive Lions won, two awards for two stars, and then Connor Orr does this. The Lions will win 10 games.
No?
No. They'll win more. Easy answer.
The Ragnow stuff puts more doubt in my mind, but I'm still not going all the way down to 10 wins. I mean, look at the schedule alone. They've owned this division. I still expect them to own this division. They should win five of the six games, which is what they've averaged the last 3 years. Then I throw in the Browns and the Steelers and the Cowboys and the Giants, and shoot, I'm up to nine already before they win any of the big games on their schedule.
I just find it hard to find a world where Gibbs is Offensive Player of the Year and the Lions only win 10 games.
Right.
I mean, that means the defense is just in shambles, right?
Yeah.
All right, finally, and we're not holding you to this, but this is the right now. You're allowed to have your prediction on opening night. The Buffalo Bills will defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 60.
Two of the five best teams in the sport. I have no issue with the prediction. Josh Allen off an MVP season remains one of the best in the sport. Sure, I could see it.
Nope, they won't be there. Chiefs.
Oh, again?
Okay, you can be as annoyed or as exhausted as you want, but they went and they've got more weapons for Patrick Mahomes. It's not a Kelce issue. Their defense is still going to be as good as it was with Spags leading it and Chris Jones and company, but they've given Patrick Mahomes more weapons to throw the ball to. So I think it's not I'm not saying the Chiefs win. I just think that the Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at the Chiefs. I'm sick of them. Give me Allen or Burrow or even Lamar would be fun.
Sure. Anybody would be fun. Anybody else would be more interesting. I just don't think it happens.
Noted that the Lions are not in the Super Bowl.
I didn't say that. I just said that the Chiefs beat the Bills.
Okay. I'm just saying. What do you think about the Eagles, John? That they're not.
I just said.
John, what do you think about the
Eagles? We'll get to opening night. Those are 100 bold predictions. It's 97-1.
Hey, summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with a real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
All right, 8 o'clock hour. Got myself in a pickle.
Huh.
And you find this so amusing.
It is.
I don't know if I want to talk about this on the air. We'll do it at my expense in the 8 o'clock hour. John Frank Ragnow, retiring. We talked about it yesterday. We threw out a poll question to start the show today. Want to revisit this. The biggest concern you have for the Detroit Lions on the heels of the Ragnow news. Is it the pass rush? Is it the coordinators? Is it replacing Ragnow or is it other? And you can fill in that blank.
For me, it's coordinators because I think there are a lot of deficiencies, which we saw last year with Aaron Glenn in the defense. There are certain ways that you can call defenses. You can construct a game plan to cover up deficiencies that you have. And that's going to be what it is for Calvin Shepard. How does he create pass rush outside of Aiden Hutchinson? Some of it's blitzes, some of it's coverage, some of it is just being creative in matchups that you are able to create or try to create in the game plan. And then on offense, yeah, there's a huge concern about who the interior three linemen are going to be. Where are they going to be placed? How are they going to produce? If you got two, in essence, rookies, how are they going to perform? Well, then it comes down to coaching, coordinators. How are they going to call these games? What is the script going to be to start the game to give these guys a little bit of confidence? How much are they going to run the ball? How much play action? All of those things can give an advantage to a young interior offensive line or young players anywhere. And it's about trying to coach the roster that you have. And if Frank's not going to be there, you're no longer coaching with an all-pro center. And I get the concern about who's going to play that center position. At that point, it comes down to game plan. How are you going to coach to your strengths, cover up your weaknesses, and still go out there and be a top 10, top 5 offense?
Like, I would agree it puts more of an emphasis on the coordinators doing a good job. But the issue is they're not going to have as many favorable matchups if they lose up front. Like, so much of being a great coordinator is having great matchups to exploit. It sure helps when you got the Jimmys and the Joes to make the X's and the O's come together. If you have to hold guys' hands and send extra guys to help at the line of scrimmage, tight ends and running backs chipping, those are less guys in routes. You're neutering some of your offense because you have to help your offensive line. Suddenly the strength of this team is now something that I have to hold their hand.
Yeah,
the
but
biggest
you
issue
have the
is
awareness.
Replacing Frank Ragnow.
You got to have the awareness to neuter your offense.
Right.
You got to have the awareness that, hey, I can't expect the center to hold up one-on-one with Chris Jones.
Well, that's the biggest issue then. The biggest issue is that I have to jump through more hoops now as a play caller because I don't have Frank Ragnow.
All right, so this is the chicken or the egg conversation.
Yes.
And yes, it needs to be a concern for the coordinator, but the coordinator could call some term protection so that you get guys in an advantageous position so that they're at the snap of the ball, they have an advantage if they end up blocking one-on-one because that rusher goes to the gap that I'm stepping to. If they come away, I don't have to adjust. I've got somebody coming behind me.
But what you're saying is because they don't have Frank Ragnow, I don't get as many routes for LaPorta and Gibbs. That's the big issue.
It doesn't mean that.
That's a bigger... Well, I'm going to have to use them to help more often, right? I got to help this offensive line with 6-man protections.
Oh, you can help them with Brock Wright.
You get my point,
still get
though.
Those guys out in routes. You can still hand the ball, which I hope they do early, often, and all the time to Jahmyr Gibbs. Being able to run block in the NFL is a skill that is easier learned, easier executed than pass blocking.
The choices on our poll question, replacing the coordinators, improving your pass rush, replacing Frank Ragnow, or other, 248-539-9797. As much time as we've talked coordinators and the angst, as much time as we've spent talking about pass rush and what are they going to do, is they're going to find Aiden Abadi. To me, it's replacing Ragnow, and 59% of people this morning have made that, elevated that to their biggest concern with the Lions now.
Some of that might be recency bias. Some of it's the unknown of, what are they going to go out and get a Brandon Scherff? Are they going to go out and try and get a Will Hernandez? I mean, Brandon Scherff is a four-time Pro Bowler. Now, I don't know how beat up he is. I'm not sure the level of play that he still has, or you know, what he still has left in the tank.
Last a Pro Bowler in 2021, so it's been a few seasons.
It's been a few seasons, but it's not like he's gone from a Pro Bowler to, oh, he's terrible.
Doesn't have a job right now.
He doesn't have a job right now, but some of that also could be his decision.
His demands financially. Yeah.
Well, financially, and just waiting for an opportunity. If he's not going to go to the Bears right now because they have upgraded the interior of their offensive line, and start. He's looking for a place to start.
A couple other submissions. One of them said the schedule was still the biggest concern. That's from Don.
Sure.
Dave says staying healthy remains his biggest concern for this football team. And some of that is you have less depth.
Yeah.
I think some of that's also the house of horrors that last year was and some PTSD. And Dan on Twitter says Goff. Goff is the biggest concern. He will struggle without Ben Johnson.
I don't have that same concern. And I know it's on the heels of he had a terrible game against Washington, but when you look at the numbers that he had over the last 2 years, he was damn good.
I would worry about Goff not because they lost Ben Johnson. I would worry about Jared Goff because he may get pressured up the middle more frequently.
May.
It's worried for a different reason.
May. But then it's about what type of protections are you calling. And okay, I know that I use my experience in this quite a bit. When I was a rookie starting at right tackle, in my first, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games, first half of the season, Norv Turner, who was our head coach, also calling the plays, didn't put me in position to be one-on-one. There was always a tight end. There was always, you construct motions, formations, personnel groups so that you can predict the defense that you're going to get. It's not always, it's not 100%, but you can put them in position to be successful. He put me in position to be successful until I got that experience, until I was able to build my skill set enough to the NFL level that the second half of the year, yeah, there were times where I was one-on-one. They could do the same thing for that, and it's easier to do for the interior line.
Because you can help from a variety of spots.
Now, if the conversation was, instead of losing and, you know, Frank retiring, it was Penei Sewell, all pro guy, Pro Bowl guy, then I would have more concerns because it's harder to give assistance on the edge
on
than it is in the middle.
You're more on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's the big question for the Lions with Frank Ragnow's retirement. Is this now your biggest concern for this football team, or is it still coordinators, pass rush, schedule, health, Goff, etc.? We'll take some of your thoughts, ticket texts, and phone calls. 8 o'clock hour, there is a rumored move for the Tigers to make. What is your interest level in that move? There's a reason my alarm just went off. We'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. It's 97.1. Can't make this up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.